Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
The mock drafts will not matter 1 week from tonight. They won't matter anymore.
Thank goodness.
It'll be done. Until the early 2026 draft mock drafts.
We'll give you all an update on where we're at for road trip numbers coming up in about 15 minutes for those who might still want to go to Springfield with us. But next week, we'll be at the Landing in Liberty for the draft.
All right, so we're going to go to Bleacher Report for the first time. Brent Sobleski is the person who came up with this mock. Sobleski. This is a third-round prediction based on the latest Bleacher Report scouting department rankings. So this is a fully updated one based on what Bleacher Report does.
They have their own scouting department?
We have a Cody and Gold scouting department, too.
Yeah, just Gold. Jay Binkley after a, with a can of dip and a 30 rack. But it's working, man. It's working.
At 31, this is a name that we brought up before. I think this is very early on a second-round pick, but this guy potentially with the need of defensive tackle in particular, the lack of depth there, maybe the Chiefs decided to take this guy, Tyleek Williams, tackle out of Ohio State. And again, it's an Ohio State guy.
Somebody else, Ohio State guys.
But Brent mentions the organization appears to have some faith in Jalen Moore after signing that deal. So they transition to defensive line. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys that's left essentially out of the D tackle grouping that's taken is Tyleek Williams. I do wonder.
Is that a little high for him?
It might be. But I wonder if there's a string of defensive tackles potentially that goes where, kind of like what Brett Veach was saying, they know the edge rusher is deeper. They can maybe wait a little bit. They're going to take interior defensive line if they need one. And as a result, Harmon's gone. Kenneth Grant's gone. Walter Nolan's gone. And the Chiefs are like, look,
although
we need to.
Although pick 32, you're going to be sad about Gold.
I'm just saying, I know Tyleek Williams. Williams, the last time we talked about him on this show. Tyleek Williams is Mr. Quote, girthy lower body with big meaty hands. That is Tyleek Williams. That's when we said that on this show. That's his draft profile. Explosive and violent, punch and release, but girthy lower body with big meaty
hands.
Need,
because of the lack of Turk Wharton, they need another defensive tackle.
Does that mean it's more of a important thing for this year, Cody, than edge? Because I know you said edge is
for
the biggest
this
thing.
Year? Yes, because they got Charles Omenihue for this year.
So I wonder if because the edge depth is so deep, you can rely on a second round pick or one of the early thirds maybe, and you get an edge rusher that after this year is ready to go when Charles Omenihue leaves, or you decide what to do with Karlaftis, where now he does mention, Sobleski does mention Turk Wharton leaving. Immediate Turk Wharton replacement can be the long-term guy over the course of time for when Chris Jones is gone. That was a pick at 31.
Okay, so at 32, your guy, James Pierce Jr., went.
Dang it. So he was on the board.
He was on the board.
Okay, and they chose the guy with the big, meaty hands instead. Huh. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So your guy was available. Mine was not. I'm starting to think Derek Harmon was always a pipe dream, and I might have not have. I shouldn't have put him on my crush list at all because he might not even be.
I mean, you could still like a guy that's going to go in the 20s. You know,
when we talk about draft crushes, I want them to be realistic because otherwise, Gold can come on here and he can be like, my running back draft crush is Ashton Jeanty. We're not serving the audience. Serving the audience by having that conversation. You know,
second round pick 63, a name that we've heard before, Arianti Ursary, offensive tackle from Minnesota, a guy that had been mocked in the first round, but now falling at 63. I think you would take it.
The exact Kingsley situation. People have mentioned him at 30. Have mentioned him at 31. He slides down to 63, and then you just. So by that regard, by the way, Chiefs fans will hate that pick
probably
because they will be convinced it is a carbon copy to exactly what they did last year. Guy who got talked about as a fringe first rounder falls all the way down to almost a third rounder, according to the way some people discuss it. And then, you know, like you're just praying again. Now in this case, he doesn't have to start. And so the expectations are a little bit different, although, you know, same thing.
This is a local kid, too. Casey Moe. Ursary. So
some of the other picks around as well, Harold Fannin Jr. goes right after to the Eagles, just before Dylan Sampson to the Commanders. Kyle Williams, who Bink loves at 60.
So on Ursary, according to Lance Erline, quote, strong, sticky hands.
What the hell's a sticky
rushers hand? From escaping once he's in the web.
Let me tell you something.
He's calling him Spider-Man?
Weakness, tight hips.
A lot of tight hips.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of tight hips.
Going to the third round, pick 66, Damian Martinez out of Miami.
That's my third guy. That's my third running back on my board.
Old as hell for a guy coming out of college.
I told you, at running back, I care a lot less because I'm just getting 4 years out of you, and then you can just, like, go retire.
By NFL standards. He'll be
24.
No, he's younger. He's younger than we think. He's not the guy that was 25.
If you do,
he's 20. He'll be 21 at the start of the season.
Oh, he's not bad.
Yeah. If you look at the running back run, though, Martinez might be one of the best guys left, other than Bashaul Tuten goes a little bit later in the third round. But Henderson is gone. Judkins is gone. Hampton, actually, they have going at 35. I don't know if you guys saw that. So the Chiefs have passed on Hampton.
Okay.
At this draft, but Caleb Johnson is gone, and so is Dylan Sampson.
We got confused on Damian Martinez. I think yesterday when Bink came in studio, he was saying that we were calling him old, and then now I thought we did call him old. No, he's not. He's actually
must have been someone else we were calling.
Maybe it was Caleb Johnson.
His comp is Donta Foreman.
We have been accused of ageism on the show before, so it's not out of the question.
I mean, we've looked at so many different running backs here over the course of time.
All right, who they got at 95?
At 95, this is a new name.
All right.
Okay.
Fans are going to like this because they've texted in this player multiple times. Out of Kansas, Kobe Bryant.
Okay, so they're taking a kid out of the Kansas City area and a university. Are they not allowed to scout outside of 30 miles?
He's a good player.
In fairness, Kobe Bryant is.
I'm not anti taking local players, but I think when we do these like mock drafts, they end up so local heavy. You're like, that's not how teams draft for the most part.
No, but this
they
is
just
later
take people
in the draft.
Inside of 30 miles.
But he's also projected to be where this mock draft is.
He's like
this wouldn't be crazy. No, he obviously played at Kansas, first team All Big 12 for three straight years. He would be somebody that in the middle round, I think, whether it's a KU player, a K-State player, an MU player, if that's where they're projected, then so be it. Well, people brought up Devin Neal, obviously a running back, and Giddens at K-State. But here's the quote, has plenty of dog in him as a run defender and tackler.
I like that.
You like that?
Well, and based on what Brett Veach said, too, about corner, like he sounds really high on the corners. It sounds, by what Brett Veach said,
decently high.
If they took a corner in the first three, four picks that they have, it wouldn't be a surprise at all. I think he really likes
6'1", 180. Some people say he's got to get a little bit bulkier, but
what's the over under? You know, I see all these mock drafts, and I'm officially feeling like I want to go lower than the. What's the over under right now in Shadur Sanders draft pick?
8.5 or 9.
I feel like my best time to bat. I'm going like he's getting picked higher than that. So, like, I'm officially, I think, this is about the right time to bet it before, like, all the rumors start to circle. I think he ends up going between 3 and 6. Like, I think the Raiders are a good trade candidate based on Spytek's history or what the Bucks have done before. Like,
I
think he could go at 3. Like, I don't, you know, I'm
Sabusky
starting to think.
Has the Saints trading up from 9 with the Raiders to get Shadur at 6.
You can still get Sanders if you think stuff about the Giants is not true in terms of that they're happy with what they have and all that. You can get Sanders to go to the Giants at 3 still at like 5-1 odds. I don't think it's terrible to sprinkle some of that. I still think the Saints are the team that he goes to. I'm not buying the Steelers stuff. I'm just not buying it. I think even Bink in his mock draft, he had the Steelers taking Jackson Dart yesterday instead of Sanders because Sanders would have already been off the board.
He, Brent Sobleski has them taking, this is, I don't like this because it's the AFC North, but they have them taking Harmon, which of course they do because the AFC North makes good picks other than the Browns. Mm-hmm. Him and Cam Hayward next to each other, good heavens, be a problem. In terms of the other teams in the division, by the way, so Sobleski again has the Raiders trading back, getting pick 9 in the trade, and 71 actually, so it looks like, I mean, that actually might not be a bad trade for the Raiders, but he has them thinking Will Johnson, corner from Michigan.
It's a good pick for them.
Who I think is the best corner in the
draft.
Some
people think they might take him at 6, so that's not a bad pick.
He's really good. The Broncos at 20. Sobleski has him taking Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M, a guy that we've seen mocked to the Chiefs before. Chargers, Walter Nolan at 22.
We're taking some of our guys, man.
They do have a...
They have a lot of similar needs. Some of the divisional teams have a lot of similar needs.
So Sobleski has them taking Travis Hunter at 2. Then he has him trading back into the first round at 24 with the Vikings to take Jackson Dart. So you get Dart, you get Travis Hunter.
That's a hell of a draft.
I don't know how big of a risk you would call it. I would say it's a substantial risk from the Browns.
Risk. They're in such a bad spot. They look like the worst franchise in football. They should be taking chances. What are you going to do? Worst franchise in football to the worst franchise in football? No. Take a chance. play Travis Hunter two ways. And sign Jackson Dart and make him the day one
especially
starter.
How
just
good
see
the defense has been over the last 4 or 5 years. And of course, again, Kevin Stefanski is considered one of the best coaches in the league, even though they haven't shown that team-wise because the team hasn't given him the resources.
It's weird. Normally, you're like, hey, if you draft a quarterback in the first round, start on week one. But last year, Michael Penix drafted in the first round, did not start week one. What's his name?
J.J. McCarthy.
Even though he got hurt, he was not going to start week one. Mm-hmm. I know everybody thinks it's because he got hurt, but no, he was never going to start week one. Sam Darnold was always
starting
week one.
Did not start?
Drake May did not start. So even if the Steelers took Jackson Dart, Mason Rudolph, or the Giants, I'm sorry, it's hypothetical, Russell Wilson still starting week one probably for the New York Giants.
And even if it's the Steelers.
Sanders, it still might be.
If it's the Steelers, maybe they still run out Mason Rudolph in the first week or two, and then they just get Jackson Dart acclimated, whereby week 4 or 5, they see where things are at, and then
That's true.
They go to him.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.